So this is Chaim Goldman of The Peak, and this is bonus material with John Graham, who's a former president of D49. We just finished up an interview with him on the air, but now we get to spend some more time on the website talking with John. So, John, what are some things that we didn't cover in the – this is more of free form. What are some things that we didn't cover in the broadcast that are on your heart regarding education and things that really we don't know about, but you being so intimately involved for 8 years as a school board member and 4 years as a president, you know about that you think we'd really appreciate, we'd appreciate school boards and schools more if we knew?
Well, first of all, school boards are responsible for setting policy. They're responsible for approving strategic objectives and budgets that support those strategic objectives, and they're responsible for hiring personnel, mostly the superintendent, but they still approve the people the superintendent hires as well. And those are the key roles in there. And then public advocacy. School boards should be not only advocating for the right things, but they should be, you know, within their community. They should be listening to their community because we represent community values. And we also need to represent our students and parents at the state and federal level. Mm-hmm. So I know that homeschooling is important to you. Yes. And a lot of big segment of your audience. So, you know, District 49 believes that too. We are the biggest proponent of parent choice in Colorado. I can prove that. 60% of our enrolled students attend charter schools, 9 charter schools, to include Goal Academy, which has almost 6,500 students, and Education Revision BOCES, which has, I think it's 5,100 or 5,200 enrolled students. And Education Revision BOCES, Board of Cooperative Education Services, provides a lot of the homeschool enrichment programs that the state pays for. And basically, you're educating your kids at home, and you hear of this wonderful program that, you know, teaches kids life skills. Well, I want my kids to also participate in that. And then you enroll in that, and the state gives a certain amount of per pupil revenue for those kids that participate in a program like that. And I'm on their board of directors, for fair disclosure. And we have approved something like 23 to 5 homeschool enrichment programs. And then they also have other schools like Orton Academy, which is a dyslexia type school, similar to D49's Allies, but Allies is a dyslexia school that is run by the district. And we have a lot of different programs like that. And the other school districts are starting to, they've been for a few years, but COVID kind of threw a wrench in it. But now they're opening up to trades. District 49, we're building 2 houses, one at Power Technical Early College and one at Patriot High School. And there are 4 other houses in other regional school districts that are being built by students for the trades and the skills that they're learning, not only trade skills, but showing up on time and following instructions, stuff like that is going to help our local industries.
Do you, if you're a homeschooler, do you have to actually live in the district in order to take advantage of the program?
No, that's the key. This is throughout all of Colorado. That's what makes District 49 unique. So when you say, oh, what the state statistics say this, well, they don't take into account that we're actually educating probably, I would say, almost 10,000 or close, somewhere over 10,000 students elsewhere than who live in District 49. Okay. Throughout the whole state. And that comes with a risk to achievement, that comes to a risk to graduation rates. But if you look at
because those numbers get tabulated in with your, correct, with your county number, yeah, or your district numbers. Yeah.
Goal Academy is an alternative education campus, AC. And that means that students who maybe wanted an alternative go to that school than traditional places, traditional school districts. They will come from all over. They come from Denver. They come from Pueblo. There's only about 300 of them that actually live in District 49. And some of them are kids that got in trouble. and got kicked out of school districts.
Okay.
Because it's a AEC, a lot of school districts that cannot afford to run their own alternative education campus send them to Goal Academy. So we're educating kids that this is their last chance to get a diploma. And I have seen a child, 17-year-old, carrying a baby, get her diploma, the first one ever in their family. And mom, with the toddler, holding a toddler, got her GED because it was so important for her daughter to get that diploma. She went and got her GED through, you know, through the same program.
That's wonderful.
It is amazing. And the people who participate in these programs, sometimes they're trying to build credit. Sometimes they dropped out of high school because of personal problems, family problems. Whatever the problems were, maybe they went to work. They had to work. Now they're getting the credits in the Goal Academy or other AEC-type programs, and they need more time than a traditional four-year high school degree program. And so they're graduating in the fifth and sixth year. Falcon High School's graduation rate in the sixth year is 94-point-something%. So the four-year graduation rate doesn't work for everyone.
I want to talk about something a little controversial, not to make it personal, but in the last election, there was controversy regarding a school board member who is controversial. I don't want to get into personalities and things. That's past. But from your perspective, because a lot of people think it was personal, and I've had conversations, and you said, no, this was completely a technical issue. Could you explain to people, just so that they understand, from your perspective, what happened in that situation where the school board member was disqualified from being a member and from running?
Okay, so there were other people running in that director district or getting signatures for that director district. And by marriage, one of those people who was a Christian conservative pulled out when Ivy pulled her package in the last 5 or 6 days. And this is Ivy Liu, former board director of District 49. So she pulled the package. She got her signatures. She got about 57 or 8 signatures. I'm not sure exactly how many. I was in Houston.
How many do you need?
You need 50.
Okay.
But we typically tell people get about 80 or 90 because
they get
disqualified.
Or whatever, right?
So the election official is appointed by the board by vote. And the election official was approved 5-0, including by Ivy. And when Ivy turned in her package, there were two issues that I became aware of. And I was not aware of any of the details that was going on because I basically said, I don't want to know. I'm not running in this election. I don't want to know. If I was running an election, I would have had to excuse myself anyway. So the board itself has nothing to do. But the election official determined, and Ivy admitted under oath to the judge, that she was trying to game the system. She maintained one address in her old director district to stay on the board in her current seat. And she filed with a separate address in the new director district, her daughter's house.
And this had to do because there was redistricting. So it did complicate things.
Right.
It wasn't a simple situation for her.
Well, it would have been if she just claimed the one address. And under oath, she said, I was trying to hedge my bets. The judge called it game the system. The board had nothing to do with that. And the judge found that the election official was credible. And then we went through the name, you know, they went through the names of who signed this petition. And they found a couple of names in the system, but the system, the official system is the system that has to be used, is what they told us. When I say that, as the judge and the testimony, and they still only found 47. So not only disqualified for the address issue, but disqualified
with not enough signatures.
Not enough signatures. And you can come back afterwards and say, well, you know, I proved that the signatures were there, but the judge went through the system. It's his call. I didn't testify. I was just watching the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And to my understanding, that's what happened. I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, so a lot of people, as we know, there's lots of rumors. People say it's personal stuff and people are doing it. But as far as what you saw the legal system here operated the way that it was supposed to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so because of that, Ivy Lou did not get a chance to run.
Correct.
And I guess she can in the future.
There's nothing keeping her.
Okay. Okay. Nothing so maybe her. Maybe we'll see her in 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a felony that has to do with children keeps you from running as two. That's like the third thing.
But this situation
that,
was just...
That doesn't apply to
was
her.
Was legalities. Okay. Well, John Graham, former board president of D49, thank you for joining us for this bonus information here on the website.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you, John. You've been listening to The Peak.